The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think that we need to rethink and criminalize our
to the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love it. Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Friday, April 11th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Hey, we made it to the weekend. We are real excited to be here and real excited that you could join us, because a week from today, we will be in Denver, Colorado for the High Times Cannabis Cup. That's right, not medical, High Times Cannabis Cup. All people over the age of 21, and the first cannabis cup where marijuana commerce is legal in Denver. Last year, we had our first legal cannabis cup where people could possess it. This year, y'all going to be able to buy it. It's going to be fantastic. We're going to be at the Denver Mart. It's a new location, much bigger than the Exto Center from last year. And what I've heard is 30,000 people are going to be there. And by my count in the exhibition area, like over 400 booths, I'd venture to say 420, just a guess. And a bunch of big booths too, like 13, 14 of the 40-foot, you know, big lounge area size booths. The Magical Butter Limo will be there. And of course, we will be there. Me, Left Wing Larry, and Brian the Red. We're going to be getting, Left Wing Larry's going to be getting all the photos for you. Brian's going to get a lot of video for you. And I'll be presenting on Sunday, 420, 12:30 p.m. So make sure you get to the cup early on Sunday, because I will be presenting in the forum area. And they're giving me an hour on my debunk of Kevin Sabet and the anti-marijuana business crusade. So you want to check that out. We'll, of course, also be filming it for later replay on 420 Radio. But for today, we are going to take a preview look at the Cannabis Cup. You know, we tried reaching out and getting Danny or Mike or one of the guys to join us today, but, you know, they are swamped busy. So we're just going to bring you some recollections of last year's Cannabis Cup. We've got a new video, well, a video we haven't shown on this show before. Our good friend Gil from Weed Maps has a great video from last year's Denver Cup. So you get to take a look at that and just see how busy that was. And then imagine how much more busy is going to be this year. Also, we're going to give you a tour of an industrial marijuana grow in Denver, Colorado. You can just see the huge rooms of just plants as far as the eye can see. Also, and behind the headlines, does marijuana make you a better musician? The science says yes. We're going to take a look at three ways in which marijuana enhances creativity. We got our 420 Radio News coming up next, and Herb Thrasher calling in for Daily Toker Tunes. We're going to do a country rockin' Friday today, so stay tuned for that. It's the Russ Belville Show. We love each and every one of you. Stick around.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Cast your eyes up to the skies. What is it to live and die?
Cannabis Outreach Collective is an alternative health and wellness option located in Gladstone, Oregon, that serves patients in the Portland area and beyond. We are a full-service alternative health and wellness collective accommodating patients with natural, organic, holistic, and homeopathic remedies, nutritional guidance, advice, education, and medical cannabis fully in accordance with Oregon OMMP law. You can find out more about Cannabis Outreach Collective on Facebook at COC503 or by emailing cannabisoutreachcollective503@gmail.com or by telephone at 503-853-1319. Check out our menu on Weed Maps and visit Cannabis Outreach Collective today. 420 Radio, fighting prohibition since 2012. When you are starting up a medical cannabis business, you don't just want any attorney. You want a fired-up lawyer who understands the needs of cannabis consumers. The Law Office of Lauren Vasquez is your fired-up lawyer for the cannabis industry. Lauren Vasquez knows the details of California marijuana law from both a personal and professional angle. Lauren Vasquez rose from the ranks of college normal activist to become one of the Bay Area's best marijuana lawyers. Visit her website, fireduplawyer.com, or call 1-855-MMJ-LAWS for more information. That's 855-665-5297 for Lauren Vasquez, your Fired Up Lawyer, or email fireduplawyer@gmail.com. The number again is 855-MMJ-LAWS, 855-665-5297 for your Fired Up Lawyer, Lauren Vasquez. Lauren Vasquez is an activist attorney you can trust. Call today.
This is your 420 Radio News for Friday, April 11th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. Feds okay pot background checks by Washington State from ABC News. After a year of requests, the U.S. Justice Department said Thursday it is giving Washington State access to an FBI database so it can conduct nationwide background checks on people who apply to run legal marijuana businesses. Washington State officials started asking last April for permission to run the checks. Without explanation, the federal agency declined to respond, even though it had allowed similar checks on medical marijuana licensees in Colorado. Washington State eventually started issuing licenses without the nationwide background checks. The discrepancy highlighted the difficulty the feds face as they allow the states to experiment with regulating a drug that's long been illegal under federal law. The Obama administration has said it wants the states to make sure pot revenue doesn't go to organized crime and that state marijuana industries don't become a cover for the trafficking of other illegal drugs. At the same time, federal authorities don't want to actually help the states violate federal law. The DOJ's statement Thursday emphasized that while the FBI maintains the database, states that want to license medical or recreational marijuana operations will be doing the checks themselves. Group pushes to end Oklahoma's ban on medical marijuana from newson6.com. An Oklahoma group is taking a step toward legalizing medical marijuana in the state. Oklahomans for Health will file an application for petition with the Secretary of State Friday, hoping to put the legalization of medical marijuana up for a statewide vote. Oklahoma's current ban on medical marijuana for medical purposes has some families so desperate they're leaving the state, like little Jackie Angel Warrior and her family. Jackie is living with a very rare and potentially deadly form of epilepsy. At 20 months old, she's already been hospitalized 25 times and has up to 150 seizures a day. Her mom said Jackie has tried every anti-seizure drug allowed in Oklahoma with no success and no relief. Her doctor, Hardy, says Jackie's doctor agrees the little girl's only hope is medical marijuana. Jackie's parents say their little one takes two different narcotics. She said, quote, one of them she's physically addicted to. She's been addicted to it since she was 6 months old. We would literally be arrested if we didn't give it to her, end quote. If the state gives Oklahomans for Health the green light on starting a petition, Paul said the plan would be to kick off the initiative June 1st. Then they will have 90 days to gather 190,000 signatures. Medical marijuana could be good for business in Florida from watchdog.org. The medical marijuana industrial complex is in full swing in Florida. With the question of legalizing medical marijuana apparently heading to voters on the November 4th ballot, entrepreneurs are popping up in an effort to get in on the ground floor of the movement. 18 medical marijuana companies have registered with the state this year. medical marijuana of Brevard County, medical marijuana business lawyers, and Medical Marijuana Centers of Florida, Inc. are among the first positioning to take advantage of the boom. The medical marijuana referendum, if approved, would allow for the cultivation, purchase, possession, and use of medical marijuana to treat certain medical conditions when prescribed by a physician. The Office of Economic and Demographic Research of Florida says anywhere from 400,000 to 1.3 million Floridians may qualify for medical marijuana. Moody's ups its estimate for legal pot revenues in Colorado by 40% from the Washington Post. Colorado will see a bigger tax haul from legalizing marijuana than first projected, according to a new Moody's report. The credit rating agency had initially estimated the state would make $70 million from the first full year of legal pot sales, but increased that estimate to $98 million in a Friday report. The governor initially predicted a $70 million haul, but nearly doubled that in February, estimating revenues of $134 million in fiscal 2015. The legislature predicts something closer to $77 million. The state collected $7.5 million over the first 2 months, which would imply revenues of $45 million for the first full year, but only a limited number of shops were open when sales began on January 1st, supply was limited, and some localities still couldn't issue licenses. Denver hotel hits guest with $200 charge for pot in room, from the New York Daily News. A Texas stoner had nearly $200 go up in smoke when he left a stash of weed behind at a Denver hotel after a recent snowboarding trip. Lewis, who didn't give his last name, said he left a small amount of pot and a bubbler pipe behind when he checked out of the Hyatt Place Denver Cherry Creek because he didn't want to fly home with them. Marijuana is legal in Colorado, but not Texas. It's also against the law to bring drugs on an airplane. I figured I'd leave it behind on the desk in case the maid wanted it. You know, positivity, Louis said. He called the hotel and told he was charged for smoking in his room, but he said he had never smoked in the room, complained on Twitter, and the hotel reversed the charge. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, April 11th, 2014. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we'll go behind the headlines and answer the age-old question, does marijuana make you a better musician? You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back. Hey, Tokers and Tokettes, Radical Russ here to introduce you to my friend Matt and all the staff at Lush LED Lighting. Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity bills can go through the roof. Then you have to cool down all those big hot lights. It can drive a grower insane. With Lush LED Lighting, you can solve many of these issues and double your rewards. If you thought LEDs were... meet the tech of today. Matt and his scientists have developed the perfect light for flowering plants with far less cost and heat. And the results? Let's just say I appear at a lot of events with the masters of indoor horticulture, and the harvests I saw from Lush LED Lighting were big, tight, sticky, and very effective. Check out LushLEDLighting.com right now and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Double your rewards and lower your expenses with Lush LED Lighting. No Herb Thrasher from the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, home of the famous lighter leash. Herb Age Designs, get your Herb Age t-shirts and hoodies and show your pride. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com and follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. We'll see you at this year's Hemp Fest. Crank it up!
Connect with 420radio.org through social media, on Twitter at 420radio.org, and our Facebook page at 420radio.org. Follow us and like us today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back, everybody. Quarter after the hour, and in Behind the Headlines today, we're taking a look at a story I caught up on policymike.com, and it says, does marijuana actually make for a better musician? Here's what the science shows. This is very interesting to me because I spent about 15 years of my life playing music professionally, and I can tell you just anecdotally that nearly every musician I ever played with smoked weed. Some smoked more, some smoked less, but nearly everyone smoked some weed. And we all found that it just kind of, it's not necessarily that it made you a better musician. You already had to have chops. You already had to have musical skills and talent, but it kind of free, it felt like it freed you up and it helped you to maybe connect better. That's at least my personal experience. Well, it's nice to see in this article that some of my anecdotal experiences are confirmed by some science. And in the article, they point out how, of course, for 420 this year, Snoop Dogg and Wiz Khalifa are playing at Red Rocks, and musicians have often cited marijuana as a key to a creative process. They make note of Louis Armstrong. Of course, we play him on the Viper Hour all the time. He wrote in his autobiography that gauge was 1,000 times better than whiskey. It's an assistant, a friend. Of course, gauge, the reefer jazz term for ganja, for weed, right? More than a half century later, Beach Boys frontman Brian Wilson, the man responsible for writing Rolling Stone's second most important album ever, echoed Armstrong's notion of marijuana being an assistant. Brian Wilson said, quote, marijuana helped me write Pet Sounds, end quote. One of the greatest albums ever. Then they list, you know, Dylan, the Beatles, Outkast, Alanis Morissette, Willie Nelson, Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, all musicians who had cited use of cannabis in their creative process. And this is what they point out. The first thing they point out is that, of course, we know THC causes the body to release elevated levels of dopamine. And they point out that dopamine lowers your inhibitions. And part of lowering the inhibitions as a creative person, as a musician, is that it quiets the inner editor. It makes that inner critic of yours, oh, that's a stupid line. Oh, that chord won't work. Oh, that's no good, right? That little voice that's in the head of any musician or any creative person shuts up for a while, and you can just create, and it just flows. Now, afterwards, you might find out it really did suck, but at least you had the chance to get it all out before it gets, you know, cut off at the creative process. And that's what they point out, is that Brian Wilson, you know, was a very anxious guy, had all sorts of issues, and he says the ability to switch off self-consciousness while preserving self-awareness is huge. And that's where the difference comes between, say, alcohol or pills or something. You know, that can also quiet the inner editor, but also you can't play, your hands go to hell, and you can't really have your self-awareness like you would like. Another second piece of this, in the book Marijuana and Music, A Speculative Exploration, Peter Webster claimed the most remarkable effect of marijuana is enhanced appreciation of musical stimuli. He says, quote, the effect seems to be almost universal and does not fade with experience. During cannabis sessions, people who loved pop music became fascinated by more complex music, while people who had previously rejected pop music as crude and trivial came to appreciate it more through cannabis consciousness. So it also says artists can have a more powerful gut reaction to their own output, and they'll make stronger creative decisions. This is something that was echoed by Carl Sagan in his Mr. X essay from Lester Greenspoon's website, where he talked about it enhancing your sensations, all of your senses, not just musical appreciation, touch, smells, sights, and so forth. And then the third piece of this, researchers at the University College London found in 2010 that marijuana heightens the brain's automatic semantic priming abilities, which is the ability to draw connections between seemingly unrelated concepts. That ability is known as divergent thought, and it's the holy grail of creativity, our best guess at what actually makes a person creative. A study performed by researchers at Temple University found a direct correlation between self-reported frequency of marijuana use and scores on creativity and adventuresomeness tests. The higher the frequency of use, the higher the subject's scores. But weed is an assistant to creative people, not a key. It is not that cannabis consciousness itself produces ideas that are creative or that valuable ideas come during the experience or because of it, but that cumulatively, over time, the kind of perception and thinking initiated by cannabis leads one to be generally more open to alternative and perhaps adventurous ways of seeing things which enrich normal consciousness. And I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I know I've always got my most creative stuff going on with a good bud, a nice sativa. Hey, speaking of nice sativa, we got some silver tip here.
Bud Cam.
Be right back.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420.
In the afternoon, if I'm home, I smoke marijuana.
You're listening to Radical Russ. On the Russ Belville Show.
Oh, marijuana. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I got my ganja.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes. The best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. Now, sit back and enjoy your daily toker tune.
Welcome back, everybody, and we got Herb Thrasher on the line on this beautiful Friday. How you doing, Herb?
Oh, man, doing amazing. Absolutely loving this gorgeous day and getting ready for another great episode of Herb Thrasher Flower Hour tonight at 8 p.m. on 420radio.org.
Oh, yeah, we're rocking tonight, 2 hours live. You got anything, any preview for us?
Man, we are. We're working on some good stuff. Stoneburner, another band from Portland, releasing a great album on Tuesday. They're on Neurot Records. We've confirmed with Damon that he's definitely going to be talking with us tonight, and what we haven't confirmed is if it's going to be from the studio or the phone, so definitely working on that still. He's trying to actually make it into the studio, so we're going to try to hopefully that, but anyways, we're going to preview their brand new album releasing on Tuesday.
Cool.
On Neurot Records, and it's a beast, man. It's called Life Drawn, and I really look forward to talking with Damon and maybe a few others about that, and see what's up, and then also play some new music. Graveyard is in town on Tuesday, and we'll preview that show and look at some of their great music.
All right, so let's get to our tune today. We're going to switch things up a little bit on Rockin' Friday and go back to the countryside of things. What's up with this?
Switching it up, man. I've been watching, you know, all these posts, and it feels like it's time. Everyone but myself is getting ready to go to Colorado for 420, the Denver Cup. You know, country doesn't really have a place on our station, and it's just, it's not on purpose. It's just by default. It's just the way it works, and, you know, Herb Thrasher Flower Hour definitely has no boundaries. We keep things open, and we keep things rocking, and sometimes that's a little bit of adding whiskey to the mix as well.
There
and today, we have Eddie Blackstone with this great tune, Colorado Skies, and just kind of get everyone in the mood for next week to kind of get fired up. He's been around forever, early 80s, been playing. He ended up playing a show with Marty Robbins. back in the day. But it sounds like he just kind of never really put any albums out. He almost sounds like that great-great uncle that you guys got that played in the barn all the time, and the whole town knew he was a freaking badass, but he just never made it outside of the town. But he's from the UK, and this tune rules, and you can find this tune and more tunes. He does have a Reverb Nation page, and that's reverbnation.com/Eddie Blackstone, and also he has a MySpace page, and that is myspace.com/Eddie Blackstone. So you guys check us out tonight, Herb Fashion Flower Hour. I'm also going to recoup my prize from winning the 420 Radio Reefer March Madness, and we'll have other great tunes. And you guys check out Eddie Blackstone in Colorado Skies. Be safe and have a great weekend. Turn it up, folks.
All right.
Such a gentle touch that I'm glad to see the dawning of a bright new day and a bright new way of being free. Way to be. Colorado skies, you give the kiss of life to me. Colorado sunsets painting pictures of the night. You have such a sweet sensation with your ever-changing light. Ain't no other reason for the changing seasons in my mind. That's what I find. Colorado skies, how could I leave it all behind? Colorado skies, you are all I need to make me feel a way that I really want to feel. Colorado clouds, you're a cotton candy ceiling, a perfect combination set to set my senses reeling. Colorado feelings never go away. Colorado living, living every day. Colorado magic that is always in the air. Can you take me high? But I get by. Colorado is my heaven, and my heaven is below that clear blue sky.
Support the Russ Belville Show. Text the word RUSS to 420-420 and connect with the National Cannabis Coalition. You can also send $10 to the Russ Belville Show right from your smartphone. That's RUSS to 420-420. You're listening to Radical Russ on the Russ Belville Show.
Well, I'll say little recollect. Darling, your mud's too fair.
Skip the session started cause it's 420.
Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the fight for cannabis freedom. Each month, we take a look at the latest interviews, news, grow tips, equipment, music, and events featured in this month's issue with our High Times preview.
Welcome back, everybody. Half past the hour, we were going to reach out and even talk to Danny Danko or Mike G, but man, they are so busy getting ready for the Cannabis Cup in Denver. So we're going to bring you a look at what this Cannabis Cup will be like. Now, this is filmed from Gil and Weed Maps guys from last year's Cannabis Cup, and it'll be much bigger than this even. So enjoy. Weed Maps TV, thanks for letting us play the video.
Hi, I'm Gil. I'm a photographer, I'm a traveler, I'm a weed smoker. I'm searching for all the best our flourishing cannabis culture has to offer. So next time you roll one up, I hope you're ready to pass it this way.
Arriving in Colorado for the 420 holiday, I'm always prepared and ready for the celebration ahead. Denver's widely known for having the largest 420 rally in existence, but with the recent onset of recreational legalization and the first ever legal U.S. Cannabis Cup scheduled to take place here on 420, this year's surely going to be the largest gathering yet. After first performing my Just Hit the Ground in Colorado ritual at Weed Maps HQ, I made my way over to meet Nick, who's manning the grow for Denver Relief today. Denver Relief consistently provides beautiful meds to the patients of Colorado. I've been wanting to check out this grow facility for a while, and can't wait to see what biodiesel really looks and smells like on the vine.
All right, Nick, this is my first time here at the Denver Relief grow facility, and it's beautiful, man. We're here in the veg room. I haven't made it through the whole place yet. We've kind of stopped here to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, man?
Great, man. Appreciate the compliment. Veg is looking good. All our plants are really healthy in the facility right now, so just loving it, enjoying the week, looking forward to a nice 420 weekend.
Yeah, right. Now, these plants are definitely ready to celebrate 420 here. How many plants do you have in this veg?
In vegetation right now, we probably have, I'd say, about 650, 700 plants. Yeah.
Wow. In your facility here, now you've got this veg. Are there other veg rooms?
No, this is the only veg room we have in the facility right now. We are working on an expansion project, but for right now, this does it all from cutting, propagation, all the way up to when they're ready to move into flower.
So how many flower rooms do you have?
We have two flower rooms that are the mirror opposite of each other. They're about 85 feet long worth of growing space by 17 feet wide. And then in veg at any one time, we always have at least three cycles running in vegetation. So we basically have five different stages of plant growth at any one time in the facility.
Wow. This is really clean, man. I can't wait to see the rest of what you've got going here. Now, as far as like just from basic grow stuff, you know, I'm just starting to do some growing hydroponically myself. I see you guys are doing, what is this, soil or cocoa?
Yeah, cocoponics basically. We do use a small amount of organics in the media, but for the most part, it's inert hydro media. The plants are getting fed every time we water them, and that's about it.
Now, are you guys coming through and hand watering these? I don't see drips going up to these.
Most of our plants and vegetation are hand watered up to a certain size, and then when they move into the flower room, we have flood tables.
So Nick, are you using a proprietary nutrient system here at the Denver Relief facility?
We do have a bit of a custom blend. Our main nutrient manufacturer is House and Garden, but we do supplement with a couple different products that are through other manufacturers, and we also do a custom cocoa mix to make sure we're getting the perfect oxygen ratio to our roots.
Now, what are some other standout things about your facility that you think people should know about? You know, there's a lot of people out there who grow on their own, and they've never seen anything like this. Is no one's closet is this big, so this is like taking it to a whole nother level.
A couple of the big things for us is, even though this room looks very packed right now, we actually try to keep quite a bit of separation and segregation between our different strains and genetics. And we also try to be very meticulous about cleaning around the facility. When you have this many plants in a facility and you have multiple stages of growth, when you do get pest and disease pressure, it's very hard to keep up with it if you're not on top of it immediately. So just trying to keep the floor swept every day, really trying to keep it like a laboratory environment, and making sure the plants have plenty of airflow and plenty of space so they can each get their individual attention.
Nick continued our tour, showing me trimming and drying areas, and even let me in on some possible plans for expansion of the facility in the future. They really do keep it clean here at this grow facility, and it turns out that the biodiesel and a number of other strains look and smell amazing on the vine. As much as I love being around all those beautiful ladies, it's a big day after all, and there's a lot to see. My next stop is being slated as the first ever legal U.S. High Times Cannabis Cup. For the first time, event goers of this sold-out two-day celebration of cannabis will have the chance to experience both the medical and the new recreational consumption area. The new recreational consumption area will welcome anyone over the age of 21 to celebrate their newfound freedom to smoke herb here in Colorado.
All right, it is 4:20 and the day is just getting underway. I'm here at the first ever legal U.S. Cannabis Cup, and it is looking like it's going to be a big one here. The line was way down the street. Later on, we're going to go to Civic Center Park, where the 4:20 celebration will really get underway, and 4:20 countdown is always just crazy there. Looking forward to it. For now, we'll check out the Cannabis Cup and check out some recreational marijuana smoking.
Jesse Ray, Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, first annual Cannabis Cup. This is too amazing. I can't believe we're doing this.
Just trying to get my tolerance up here in Dab City right now at the 4:20 Cup. But what I'm really doing is, you know, just getting ready for that 7:10 Cup in July, man.
All right, I am here in the Weed Maps Patient Lounge here at the High Times Cannabis Cup. This is Zach. Zach, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful, Gil. I'm absolutely wonderful.
How far have you traveled to get here, and how many people did you travel with to get here?
Well, I came from Orlando, Florida, met up with a few people that I know from around the country, California, Colorado. I have a buddy from Chicago here.
You've seen what the freedom is like here in Denver. It's nothing like that in Florida. Is this inspirational to you? Are you going to take this home with you and really start to let people know what you've seen firsthand?
Absolutely. I mean, it honestly makes me want to move out here and not even go back to Florida. But it really is an amazing thing, all these people coming together.
And hopefully one day in Florida, there'll be legal 4:20.
I hope so, too. I'm thinking it's going to be one of the last states, but I don't know. I hope that I'm wrong.
High Times Cannabis Cup on the recreational side of things with Task Rock. Task, how you doing today?
Doing good. How you doing, man?
Another day in paradise, my brother.
Hell yeah.
And this is something that's been a long time coming. I've been trying to get an interview with you about all of your new products that you've got. So isn't it funny that here on 4:20 we're going to be talking about all this stuff for 7:10?
Yeah, that's kind of ironic, isn't it?
It is a little bit. So why don't you take me across the table here? You've got a couple pieces of titanium here from Highly Educated.
Yeah, first up you have this 19mm turbine top nil. It's got the thin fins on it. You have a 10mm domeless right here, and then next to it you have the infinity nil, which is the first, you know, fully adjustable and convertible universal domeless nail. It works with 14 or 18 millimeter male or female ground joints. So
anything, it doesn't matter what you've got.
As long as it's got a ground joint on it in the 14 or 18 spectrum, then you're good.
While those are very innovative, those are not lining people up down the street at age.
Due to the fact that the Eno has a limited supply, a limited availability, you have, you know, people lining up trying to obtain that supply.
That's not the only issue, the limited supply. Part of it has to do with the popularity of the product.
Absolutely. No, it's definitely a very popular product. I mean, I had no idea that it was going to be so popular. My friend Dave, who I came up with the idea, but he's the genius behind it, who did all the engineering and the electrical engineering, figured it out. Any jerk-off can come up with an idea. It takes a genius like my friend Dave to really build it. Now we're just dealing with this problem of a gigantic demand.
Tell me about what makes these things so popular.
Mainly the functionality. First and foremost, everybody thinks that it's all about removing the torch. And while removing the torch is great, it takes away, you know, kind of a social faux pas that everybody looks at. What we discovered is that it actually provides a flavor that you really can't get anywhere else. Because when you're dabbing, you want to get the lowest temperature you can, but still hot enough to cook off your material. And with the nail, it's just constantly cooling. With the electric nail, it's a lower temperature that's constantly being applied, so it vaporizes a lot more evenly. You're never gonna burn anything, unless if you turn it up too high. But that's all personal preference. So,
well, I'm excited. Whenever you do re-release these highly educated e-nails, I am going to be in line. I'll be in that line.
Hey, man, I'll be calling you.
I appreciate the task. Now, hey, we're here in the TerpX booth, and they've got slabs and slabs, and I'm pretty sure this guy here is ready to start stacking. So we're going to go ahead and get to it here. Task, thank you for your time, brother.
Man, it's been a pleasure.
It was time to hop into a cab and head over to the 420 rally at Civic Center Park, where I plan on joining up with the 50,000 people expected to be gathering today in celebration of the cannabis plant. Every year, this rally includes an afternoon of speakers and musical entertainment. But the main event here is the moment when everyone collectively counts down to the moment of 420 and then smokes together.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, yeah. Look at that crowd, the freedom.
All right, it's been a momentous day here in Denver, and I'm here with Luke, who is a Denver native. You've probably seen a little bit of change here over the years. How much different is this year than other years here in the park?
You know, you even just go back a year and it's just blown up. You see almost double the amount of people here. You can even see in the cop presence, they kind of stepped away, let us do what we need to do. And, you know, especially for us med patients, we're really happy to kind of stand here, say we've been doing this for a while, but now we can share it with everyone else. And it's just awesome to share, especially from people from California, especially from Weed Maps. And it's just been an amazing time so far. And, you know, it's the whole weekend, so we got more stuff coming up.
Yeah, Luke, are you going to be at the High Times Cannabis Cup at all this weekend?
Of course, I'm going to be there Sunday. I got my Sunday ticket, and we're going to look at the awards and see who wins this year. It's going to be a hard one this time. There's a lot of good growers, a lot of good concentrate makers. It's going to be a big throwdown.
Ah, you said concentrate makers. So you're familiar with the 710 movement?
Oh, dude, I have my rig in my backpack. We got to peace out just because it's getting a little jumpy up after 420. But, we're going to be back oiling up heavy at the house.
You know there's going to be a 710 cup out here in Denver, right?
Of course, I'm going to get my ticket as soon as this is done.
Right on. Well, Luke, thanks for your time, brother. Happy 420 to you.
Thank you.
After the official countdown to 420 on 420 and taking part in the world's largest session here at Civic Center Park, I found the Green Team booth where my old friend Ian Steve has organized a large group of volunteers again to help keep the park clean by picking up trash during the rally. This is the largest pile of trash collected yet by the Green Team, and I was just about to interview Ian when the shots rang out from the direction of the stage.
I will, and then remember where you get your shots.
For a moment, people seemed confused, and then Civic Center Park immediately erupted into chaos. Most everyone started running past us, away from the sound of the gunfire. You know, this was a truly unfortunate end to what was, up until that point, an amazing 420 in the park. Let's face it, the only artillery someone should be bringing to a weed rally is a bomb. Determined to keep 420 on track, my next stop is a visit with Nathan Myers, a local glass artist known for his creative representation of spacescapes in glass. And then Weedmaps is throwing a Method Man Red Man show later tonight. It's evening on 420 in Denver. Things could definitely be worse.
In Denver, Colorado. We have got a little tour to show you, so stay tuned. This is going to be nice. We're going to see an industrial grow here in Denver. We're in a huge, huge warehouse here in Denver, and all sorts of stuff being stored here, but mostly industrial rack type of stuff. You can kind of see shelves, you know, and racks and lockers and that kind of stuff going on here. But since we are in Colorado, and they've got the medical marijuana that's been here for over a decade, and they've got a very strong medical marijuana enforcement division, and it's become an economy, and now, of course, the state has legalized marijuana. It's just going to be even a bigger economy, and we're going to take a look at that growing economy, so stick with us here.
I know who you are.
You know who I am?
Oh, yeah.
It's the wanted poster, right?
Oh, yeah.
Jobs, folks, that we're getting off of this so far. Wow. It's beautiful. Alright, folks, so this is the before shot of what will be massive amounts of lights and plants and grow going on here. How much you put in here?
About 300 hoods.
300 hoods, folks. All legal, all perfectly okay. It's a beautiful world we live in. We'll come back and see what this looks like once it's all fully developed.
We do all our cuttings and cloning machines. These things are need to be transplanted. We ran out of cocoa earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah, as you can see, nice healthy roots.
Yeah.
Ready to get in the ground.
Give this girl some soil.
Yep.
Coded for, let's see, got ATFs down there. I'm sure they're all documented or something. MB.
Mombos, AC Jones, Madman,
Master Push, Pineapple Express, Master Thunderbox, some TGA stuff. There you go, Subby. There's some TGA seeds there. Gotta have a lot of soil. All right, this would be another
flower.
Flowers, people, flowers.
Oh yeah. This is it, folks. The growing economy.
Place to be, Colorado 2013. Row upon row upon row upon row of beautiful bushy buds. Folks, it doesn't get any better than this. All right. Set me up a cot here. I'm ready to crash. Radical Russ, High Times Magazine, 420radio.org. Great 420 weekend, if only it wasn't snowing. So, I'm not going to get these guys on camera because I don't know if they're interested in being famous or anything, but this is your job, huh?
Yes, it is.
And compared to other jobs you've had, not so bad?
Not so bad. At all.
Very, very nice. Oh, what are we, is this all the same flower? What are we harvesting here?
This is like eight different strains.
Eight different strains? Yeah. Are you guys just trimming off any of these ready to go yet, or just trimming at this point?
No, these are
Yeah. Yeah, they're looking good. All very pretty. All right, folks. Well, this is Radical Russ, 420 Radio. Unfortunately, we have to go. We can't stay here all day, folks. Although we really want to. Bye. Hey, Radical Russ here with the trimmers. Trim work going on here. We'll show you some of the fine buds being processed by some people are probably very happy to have this job, right?
Oh, yeah.
not the worst gig in the world to have, I'll tell you. What are you trimming, you know? Is this one particular
Death Star
that you're trimming right now? Beautiful stuff, man. Hand shots there. Very good. Just getting hands. You guys are so fast, I can't get a still. It's all blurry, man. It's great. Thank you, guys. Now, when you grow these fine plants, you got to feed them something, and here's what they're feeding right here. You want to be on cam? You
mind? Sure.
Okay, that's cool. So tell us your name and what we're talking about.
Hi, I'm Spencer. Right now, we're going to be talking about New Millennium Nutrients. It's a company based out of Colorado, and the only distributor in Colorado is going to be New Millennium.
That's all right.
Chlorophyll is the only place to get this nutrient line. It's specifically designed for cannabis growth. And it's probably the highest technological nutrient line on the market.
What's going to make it different, you know, manufacturing specifically for cannabis versus any old other nutrient I'd get?
You get an increased terpene value. You have more resin production than any other nutrient line out there. This isn't made for cut flowers like we would like to think cut flowers. Our cut flowers are a little different.
Is there a website or any way people can contact if they want to know more about this?
Chlorophyllonline.com.
All right, chlorophyllonline.com. Yep. Thanks so much.
You bet.
Last weekend.
Oh, I bet they were running.
Oh, yeah. Georgia, Iowa, Kansas, Arkansas, Oklahoma. In case you can't tell from all the different rooms we're walking in, these are all different rooms that we're walking in that have flowers or veg going on. Here's another one with, well, I like to call it marijuana. You can call it
ganja.
All I know is I've seen more of it in one place than I've seen in my entire life right now.
16, oh, just flower rooms. Oh, pardon me. I didn't mean to insult. Because there's more places that we could possibly grow weed, we're now going upstairs. It's like a dormitory up here.
We've got some more veg going.
And CO2 being pumped into all these. I see tanks everywhere.
Yep.
I'm going.
We do have a freight elevator.
Freight elevator would definitely help.
This is our CO2 control system for our original rooms. So we control what it's doing. We can set the PPMs that we want it at. All that good stuff.
Wow. So all... Wow. You could pump some oxygen in here for us flatlanders.
More veg space?
More veg space. Now, looks like indicas in here, bigger, broader leaves?
Hybrids.
Hybrids.
Mostly hybrids.
Okay.
Hybrid.
Yeah.
You're not going to find too many things that aren't pure sativa. You're only going to find a few things that are pure Afghan, so.
Yeah.
You're always going to find a hybrid flavor that people are searching for. Those tend to have the most dynamic and unique flavors as well.
Excellent.
Here's another little flower room. We're doing another sea greenness.
Oh, yes, we are.
And this room is grown specifically for extracting. We do CO2 oil with all of this.
Okay, so not just growing for flowers, but also growing for the massive amount of demand for oils now and concentrates. You have to do anything different for that? I mean, do you have any different guidelines when you're trying to make it for concentrates?
Well, with the state, it has to be in a room in our facility that's labeled as the MIPS room with the state.
Oh.
So it's licensed as the marijuana use products room.
As far as growing.
Yeah,
okay.
As far as growing.
It's just paperwork and regulation. Okay.
Yeah.
And speaking of that, I mean, how much of this is inspected and dictated and ruled by your regulations here?
The building department looks at everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, about 95% of what goes on in here is inspected by the state.
Wow. All right.
Medical Marijuana Enforcement Division can scan, and it'll bring up which patient it technically belongs to.
Wow.
What's our plant count right now, Steve?
About 33,350-something.
We're maxed out.
Okay. 3,350 plants, each one bar tag, a barcode with a tag here. Seed to sale, folks.
Everything but the cloners, but yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Packers fan?
Yeah.
Well, hey, we're gonna do all right. Excellent.
From the racks, we cure it in these turkey bags. And we save all the trim and everything to also be, you know, extracted. We just separate it by indica or sativa, pretty much. And as far as the hybrid goes, we just take, you know, whatever's dominant.
All right, so hope you enjoyed that look at an industrial marijuana grow in Denver. We're going to go back there while we're in Denver and get some better video, better audio for you. And I'm sure they've expanded since then. They were just building their outdoor greenhouse last time I was there, so we'll do a follow-up there. We got better equipment now thanks to your support here on 420 Radio. Coming up, Hour 2, Toker Talk Radio, we've got our Fan Friday Trivia Giveaway coming up. You could win a classic vintage edition of High Times Magazine, along with stickers and cards and fun swag from 420 Radio. So stay tuned for that. Also, we've got a look at pot stocks and some cannabis community chat with you at 971-533-7111. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it.